Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
So I don't know if you've reported on this year, Mark, or heard about this story. This woman in Connecticut who filed a lawsuit against the public school system because she can't read or write.
I think we reported on that one time. Might have been in other news or something like that. Yeah.
Well, now she is demanding a settlement on the lawsuit for $3 million. Her name is Alicia Ortiz. She came with her mother years ago, I think when she was in first grade, from Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And she has some special needs, dyslexia, things like that. But her lawsuit says that the public school system, no one in the school system really stepped up to help her out over the last, 12 years she's been in school. And now she is apparently attending a university part-time. But this week, she put a settlement offer on the table for $3 million. And I guess the bigger question is, what obligation are schools under to make sure that when kids graduate, they have those basic skills? And are we as education systems focusing on the right things right now?
No.
We've got AI, and we've got all this other stuff going on with gender issues and that kind of stuff.
It's a great case to indict our failing schools. And somebody's got to have the guts to say it. I know Linda McMahon has talked about it, and some of the people that have been put in charge of the Department of Education. It for too long, kids have been pushed through the system. And the clearest evidence of that are places like Chicago, where these studies come out and prove that 0% of kids are at grade level proficiency for math or reading, just basic things that everybody should be able to do. How is that a thing? How can you push a kid from fourth to fifth grade if they're not meeting even the basics of understanding? You know that if a teacher knows a child can't read and they just push them on because they don't want them in their classroom anymore, yes, that's our education system failing that child. Somebody failed this child. Now, the parent also bears some responsibility. Yes. How much is the parent paying a portion of this settlement?
Right, that's a good point.
If 50% of it's on the school, 50% of it's on the parent. Now, maybe the parent is not a good teacher and therefore would never have been the homeschooling type who couldn't have sat the kid down at a table and tried to teach her things they couldn't teach her in the school, but she should have at least recognized it.
Yeah, you don't have to be a homeschooling parent to be aware of what your kid is learning in school, right?
Or not
learning.
Yeah.
I mean, that's half of the child. Actually, most of the child's life is spent at home. There are several hours during the day where they're at school, but then they come home, they've got homework, and then they have to show their parents their report cards, things like that. So there has to be some awareness on the parent. I mean, I'm not saying the school bears no responsibility, but I think what you're getting at is these days there are so many other things that schools are getting wrapped up in. In fact, there was a poll that came out recently where a large majority of the people polled, and this was split Democrat, Republican, Independent,
right,
said, yes, we just need to focus more on core subjects, math, reading, science, social studies, and not all this other stuff that people want to teach.
Amen, amen. And this is the problem with the liberal approach to this. So Michael Burton, who's an elected state representative, is commenting on our Facebook page this morning. Maybe Republicans in this state have underfunded our school system, Mark. Is this hard for you to understand? They think that if you throw more money at everything, that fixes the problem. Look at the city of St. Louis. I forget what the statistic, the last numbers I saw, but it was something like they're spending $16,000 per student and the schools are still failing. So at what point do you realize that the answer is not the amount of money you're throwing at it? It's holding teachers and the education system to a higher responsibility and putting some of that back on the parents. Now, when I was a kid, and I'm not going back to when I was a kid and had to walk uphill in the snow to school. I'm not saying that. But Drew, tell me, because you're younger than both of us, there was a time when you were given your report card and you had to take it home and get it signed by your parents and bring it back to school. What happened to that? Because you might now have parents who really, if they're not involved in their child's life to the extent that they should be, never know what the kid's report card looks like. They might not. The kid doesn't bring it to them or they don't get it emailed to them.
Yeah, they started sending them online.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Online.
Give them a hard copy. I mean, like through the portal. I know that we can sign in through the portal and look at our daughter's grades. Mm. And we do. But there clearly are parents who don't. They must just not care. I don't get that. The amount of money you spend per pupil is irrelevant. What we need to do is take the amount of money that per pupil and let the parents in failing school districts port their money to a district where they are paying attention to what's going on. It might be a private school. I don't care. If you have if it's your tax dollars, you should be able to spend them most efficiently where your child's going to. And you know who doesn't want that? The NEA doesn't want that because they don't want the competition. Period.
Right. Yeah, and I think the private voucher issue here in Missouri is another thing where a lot of pushback from teachers associations and from groups that are supporting public schools. I understand they're supporting public schools, but options are always better. Competition is always better. Always.
And they don't want the competition. They jump back to it's a violation of church and state if you're giving public money to a Christian school or something like that. Chicken crap. I'm not buying that. That has nothing to do with the separation of church and state. It's not about if it's going to, it could go to a Muslim school. It could go to a Christian school. It's not about the state creating or supporting a religious organization. It's not the state funding Christianity. The whole point of that was not to have the Church of England. That was the point of separation of church and state. It's not about whether or not tax dollars that are being misspent in St. Louis couldn't be better applied to your child's education in a different district, whether it's a private school or a public school. I'm with you. Competition is what these teachers' unions do not want, period. And they cry about the excuse that it's damaging public schools. Well, no, it's not. The public schools have damaged themselves.
Sure, and I don't think anyone would agree. I don't think anyone would say, oh, yeah, teachers are overpaid.
No,
or that they
that's
don't
not,
have a thankless job.
Right.
Or that's not a difficult job. But most people who are teachers, in my experience, are people who want to be teachers. And yes, they probably could make more money. Sure, there's a lot of industries where people could make more money.
Like law enforcement. Right.
Radio.
And radio. And radio. And I'm not being critical of all teachers here, because everybody remembers their favorite teacher. And it was that person who was passionate about what they did, and they cared about your learning, and they had an influence on your life in some way. I get that. It's the leaders in these districts that have failed people. They've ruined the curriculum. They've moved the focus to things that aren't important, like DEI, instead of reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's that simple. And throwing more money at that bad decision making doesn't improve the educational outcome for the children. It just doesn't. So good for this kid, I guess. I mean, I don't know if she would have earned $3 million in her lifetime, so it's, yeah. I don't know how you estimate that damage, but at least she's pointing out the failures of the education system, and that's a big one. She fell through the cracks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's an interesting case.
And the people who should be filling those cracks so the kids that can't fall through them are making a couple of $100,000 a year as school administrators, and that's the shame of our school districts right now. For sure. All right, quick break here. We'll have you heard what Charlie Kirk said over the weekend? the left is melting down. I say Charlie Kirk and Harrison Butker for president and vice president someday. That would make me very happy. I'll let you hear his controversial statements when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.